19 now, Triple Team traffic. And how's the commute look, Andy?
It's not as bad as you could as it could be. Actually, it's pretty decent for northbound traffic after a rough week. This is kind of a nice payoff for those of you who are driving into work this morning. Full speeds from Point of the Mountain to the Salt Lake exits. We've got a little bit of slowing on southbound 15 near 90 south. 201 a little slow out at 8400 west, less than a block, and then you're back to the full speed limit unless you're trying to switch on to southbound 215, in which case you'll see a little bit of slowing on the transition ramp. Eric Butler.
In Utah County, Andy, northbound I-15 has good, no problems from Provo and Orem up to Point of the Mountain. It's the southbound side that you're going to run into some delays as you move through the Pleasant Grove-Linden area. Right before you get to the Pleasant Grove Boulevard exit, that's where the slowing begins. The crash that's causing this is just about a quarter mile up the road over on the left-hand side. The HOV lane, though, is getting through. Alicia?
Well, you had an accident southbound I-15. This is up in Weber County, North Ogden, Far West area. Just use some caution heading southbound through that spot. Not seeing any delay, though, and in fact, delays have improved southbound I-15 all the way through Davis County, and even not slowing through the North Interchange. Warm Springs Road to 6 North is starting to improve. Still a little break tap, but definitely getting better. Don't miss the UEA convention October 20th through the 21st at Southtown Expo for informative seminars, activities, plus the kids can shoot hoops for free books. Visit myuea.org for tickets and details. I'm Alicia Smith in the KSL Traffic Center.